prideful group to put the performance you guys did in Seattle in the perspective. I mean, how important is it for you guys to rebound from that and not let that happen again?
No, it's important. You know, we understand that what happened that game. We understand where we are as a team, and we know that we got a big challenge this week, and I know that we're gonna do what we got to do to make sure we bounce back this week.
As a pass rusher, how does the way you rush the quarterback change as far as going against a guy who's more mobile as opposed to a guy who's stationary like Jared Goff?
I think, you know, he's a lot mobile to where he can get away, you know, and get the ball thrown away. But, I mean, he's definitely different than Russell Wilson. I think with us, we got to make sure that we get to him, and we got to stop their run because Gurley is a big part of their offense, and, you know, and everybody see it. We just got to make sure we stop him, and then, you know, we'll get our chances.
What makes Gurley so good?
The first 2 days in California have been, like, free. Have you had a chance to go out and do stuff, or has it mostly just been
we went to the ice cream museum. Me and the wife and the baby, they came out, and you know, we just took that day to rest and kind of get our mind to refocus. And today we had to lift and then walk through. Now we're getting ready for the Rams.
What makes Gurley so good?
I mean, you know, he's a big back. He can give you everything. I mean, he's a guy that catch out the backfield, downhill runner, and he's shifty too. I mean, he's a complete package at running back. We got our hands full. We got to make sure that we, you know, attack them and make sure that we don't let them get started.
As a follow-up to that, Brandon, a lot of teams you've seen have used these committee backfields. He's the featured back there. Is he the best back you've seen this season in terms of the overall package?
Yeah, he looked good. You know, I mean, we going to see when we get out there. I haven't played against him, but I do know from what I see, he looks really good. Just, you know, challenging himself, you know, seeing where he can get better and then we're talking about what we can get better as a team. And, you know, for him to take that upon himself to challenge himself, you know, to move forward. I mean, everybody respects that because it's about you. You got to make sure you take care of the man that you can control. And he understand that, and he say he's going to do better, and we promise we're going to do better, and we move forward.
Brandon, what's the mood?
No, just, you know, just saying that we all going, you know, we can't put a performance out there like that, and we got to make sure that we go out next week and do better because we did a lot of things that, you know, it was just little things that we didn't do as far as when we playing out there, somebody let one guy go. I mean, that turns to a first down. I mean, it's just so many different things that we did that wasn't our characteristics, and we want to make sure that we got back to it this week.
What's the mood been like in the light of that, days after that loss?
The mood's been actually a lot better from, you know, the first time when we went in the locker room, but everybody's focused on the Rams. Everybody's, you know, not down about it. We're a really good 10-2 team. You know, that's where we are right now. We can't sit around and pout about it because we got the Rams up next, and we knew what we had to do. We didn't hit our one goal, but we gotta at least, you know, come out with one of them.
Did the tackling bother you in the last game?
No, I just think Russell Wilson made some great plays out there, and you know, when you play a mobile quarterback like that, he's one of the greats. He's gonna be one of the greats, and I think Russell Wilson was out there, you know, doing what he does, and he made us pay for it.
How about the penalties?
Penalties too. You know, that's why we said we got to get better, you know, as a team, because that's something that's gonna get us beat, especially going into those big games. Penalties we gotta eliminate, and we, you know, understand that, and we gonna make sure we keep doing our technique, working on our technique, so that everything's get better. Because when that day do come, when it does really, really count, like right now, everything counts. But it's just, you know, we want to make sure that we take care of what we need to take care of.
Do you feel a greater sense of urgency after losing on Sunday?
Oh yeah, I think you know, everybody's focused, locked in. You know, want to get back to that feeling of, you know, winning, man. I really believe that everybody took that loss and knew that, you know, we went out there and we gave them one. And, you know, we got to make sure we had our best at all times.
Has it taken a little while to acclimate to hotel life on the West Coast?
No, yeah. I mean, it's cool. It's not bad. Really, the time changed. Last night I went to bed around 8:30, 11:30 our time. And it's just, you know, you just get used to it as you stay out here. But right now, I don't think I'm used to it right now.
Was it fitness? Did you get looking forward to facing a quarterback who's less mobile than and Russell this week?
We want to make sure that we get better. And, you know, we ain't going to stop step away from a challenge. I think Russell Wilson, you know, he made some plays. They won the game. But, you know, we just want to make sure that we get to the quarterback this time. And I think Jared Goff is the one that's in the way, and that's what we're going to do.